coming to you from deep inside the vaults of the Holmes Archive of Electronic Music. I am Tom Holmes, your curator and guide to vintage electronic music and audio experimentation. This episode, Not Tangerine Dream. Tangerine Dream. They are the legendary electronic music group that released its first album 50 years ago in 1970 and soon forged an identity in electronic music based on the use of synthesizers and a host of sequencing devices. They provided a mesmerizing foundation of soothing sonic journeys. Not exactly progressive rock, because the music was more about a blend of instruments than about solos. Tangerine Dream has released more than 100 official studio or live albums and 20 soundtracks. And although their lineup has evolved over the years, they continue to make electronic music with a rare consistency that has influenced many other people. I thought it would be fun to mark the influence of Tangerine Dream by playing a host of tracks by other artists who emulate the Tangerine Dream vibe, with a difference perhaps, but one of the unifying elements in these tracks will be the use of sequencers and synthesizers. First, what is the Tangerine Dream style of electronic music? I think it comes down to three essential characteristics that have remained pretty consistent over the years. The first is patience to let things happen. No Tangerine Dream song is hurried or forced. Second is the gradualness of all musical transitions. By the end of a Tangerine Dream piece, you might notice that the music has changed quite dramatically from where it began, but you don't remember the changes taking place. Third is that egos do not seem to be allowed to rise above the overall fabric of sound, making Tangerine Dream very different than progressive rock and fusion jazz, both of which contain many of the same electronic instruments. When it comes to imitation, what we know is that it is considered the best form of flattery. However, rarely does imitation also succeed in being original itself. In this episode, we will try to rectify that by playing the music of other artists who were influenced by Tangerine Dream and also tried to make their own identity. These groups are largely German, as you might imagine, although at least one Brit and two American artists immerse themselves in the sequencer world of transcendental electronic music in the mold of Tangerine Dream. So let's get underway. The first two tracks I'm going to play are You, Future Past, from the album Time Code, released in 1983. The second track is by Earthstar, Jet Sets, from Atomkraft 9 Danke, 1981. Thank you. The first track was Future Past by You from an album called Time Code in 1983. This album was recorded in Germany and featured a kind of hybrid mix of analog and digital synthesis, including a Moog Modular 15, Memory Moog, Prophet 5, Prophet 10, an ARP sequencer, and a Space Master digital sequencer. The next track was Jet Sets by Earthstar from an album called Atomkraft 9 Danke, released in 1981. This was made in Germany by an American band, and it clearly shows a phase during which they were emulating German electronic music. So let me interrupt the flow of music for a moment to say something about the sequencer, an essential piece of equipment for this style of music. What is a sequencer? It was a component of analog synthesizers from the old days, originally produced by Moog and Buchla, and provided a way to program a pattern of tones and play them automatically, repeating them as needed. The analog versions were limited to patterns of 8, 12, or maybe 16 increments, but to supplement that, there were often three such arrays available so they could be played at the same time. Later on, as digital synthesis came into being in the 1980s, the flexibility of sequencers expanded exponentially. Next up, a track by Mythos called Quasar from an album of the same name in 1980, and Claude Larson, a track called Zenith from an album called Panorama, also in 1980.
Bye.
The first track was Quasar by Mythos from an album called Quasar in 1980. Made in Germany, this album also features mostly analog synthesis made with equipment from Moog, Arp, Roland, and Korg. The second track was Zenith by Claude Larson from an album called Panorama, also released in 1980. This copy of the album came from a New Age shop in Germany, and while Larson clearly has a New Age approach, his early use of digital synthesis and sequencers, primarily by Fairlight, make this stand out. Sequencers were by Roland and Zett Electronics. Next up is Richard Wanfried, Charming the Wind, from the album Time Actor in 1979. And Steve Hillage, a Brit, from an album called Rainbow Dome Music, a track called Forever Rainbow, 1979. The first track was Charming the Wind by Richard von Fried from an album called Time Actor, released in 1979. I kind of cheated a little on this track because it was produced by Klaus Schulze and released on his record label. It clearly features some Schulze-like sequencers and electronics. It was a collaborative project given the pseudonym of Richard von Fried. The second track was Forever Rainbow by British guitarist Steve Hillage and electronic musician Mirket JRD. It was from an album called Rainbow Dome Music, also released in 1979. This is the only track in this episode that I had to excerpt because it runs pretty long. Steve Hillage greatly restrains himself from his guitar solo instincts on this track, once again suggesting that there is no room for egos in this kind of tangerine, dream-like music. The next track is Lori Paisley, A Figment of Reality, from the album The Fire of Dreams in 1987. That's followed by Nightcrawlers, Tanzwit, 1984, from the self-titled album Nightcrawlers. The first track was A Figment of Reality by Lori Paisley from an album called The Fire of Dreams in 1987. Lori is from New Jersey. This is her only vinyl album that I know of. She also released much of her music on cassettes, and I think the cassette medium was much more forgiving of the lengthy nature of her works. The second track was Tanzwood by Nightcrawlers from an album called Nightcrawlers, released in 1987. Nightcrawlers were from Camden, New Jersey, although I first met them in Philadelphia around this time. For my money, they were the most successful at capturing the essence of Tangerine Dream, especially for a US-based band. They worked mostly with equipment made by Korg and Roland, including the Korg SQ-10 sequencer, a 12-step analog device. To conclude this episode, this is the archive mix, where I select two LPs from the collection and play them at the same time. So I decided for the not Tangerine Dream episode, I could include Tangerine Dream in the archive mix. So here is Tangerine Dream, a track called Central Park from Le Parc, an album in 1985. And it's paired up with a track called Power of Speech by Ed Herman from the album Still Life in Concrete, released in 1987. These two records are played simultaneously and are not manipulated in any way, leaving all audio and musical interactions to chance. All music heard on this podcast, unless otherwise indicated, comes from the Holmes Archive of Electronic Music, a curated collection of vintage vinyl recordings. All crackles, surface noise, and other imperfections heard in these recordings are courtesy of the original media. If you like books for a comprehensive history, maybe read Electronic and Experimental Music, 6th edition by Tom Holmes. Go to tomholmes.com for a playlist for this episode.